Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of Near. This is a way for you to support the great work of Near Media Co-op, which we here at Near think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
Text 087-6944-500.
Near FM. Now, good morning, listeners, again. If you've just joined us, this is Near FM 90.3, your local station. I'm about to interview Deirdre Keating, and she's the area community champion for Tesco. And we will be talking about the Irish Bake Off for Temple Street Hospital. Good morning, Deirdre. Are you there?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Just a moment. You're a little bit low. Now, are you there now?
Are you there now? Yep.
Yeah. I can just about hear you. Deirdre,
hi,
what is the Bake Off? How does it work?
Okay, so like you said, this Friday, the 20th of April, Tesco stores will be holding the Great Irish Bake. So the Great Irish Bake is a yearly event that all Tesco stores across Dublin take part in, and in fact, all 150 stores nationwide will be taking part in it. So what we do is we encourage our colleagues to bake homemade goodies, and we get a huge amount in. So anything from the humble Rice Krispie cake through to amazing showstopper cakes. And we then offer these cakes for sale to our customers. All profits raised through the cake sale then go to the Temple Street Foundation. So we have fun events throughout the day as well. We'll award Star Baker in the store for the colleague who perhaps goes that little bit further, or the most creativity in their cakes. So really, some of these cakes, you need to see to believe. Absolutely amazing what our people can come up with. And of course, we encourage customers, if anybody wants to bake at home and donate a cake in, they're more than welcome to do so as well.
This sounds like a great bit of fun as well, doesn't it? As well as fundraising, yeah.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of activities going on in the store as well as the cake sale. So some of our stores are holding face painting. So you would need to check like with your local store. So if anybody's in a Tesco this week, they're going to see big displays in our stores, letting them know what's going on Friday and what time each individual store is holding their event, and to come down and enjoy the atmosphere and the fun at work that we try to create.
Yeah,
while people are in for their shopping.
How long have Tesco been involved in this?
We've just come to the end of our third year in the partnership with Temple Street. So Temple Street was chosen by the staff as the charity partnership, and it was a really, really popular choice. So over the past 3 years, we've actually raised over 3 million euro, and we've extended the partnership now for another 2 years due to its popularity. And our aim is to raise another 2 million in those 2 years. So that's through the creative and fantastic fundraising events that happen through our stores with our colleagues and through the generosity of our customers.
And who organises the fundraising? Who comes up with these ideas? That yourself?
I would be involved with. I look after 16 personally. I look after 16 express stores across the Dublin and outer areas. But there's about a dozen of me out there in all different parts of the country, and we'll go in and we'll liaise with the stores. Now, some of these events, like this one, the Great Irish Bake. They're what we call Tier 1 events, so they're created by head office through negotiation with Temple Street. So the Great Irish Bake would be one that Temple Street come up with themselves. Then there's at Easter or at Halloween, our big pardon, we have Trick or Treat for Temple Street. At Christmas, we sell our reindeer food. So there's always things going on. And then individually at store level, they get involved in other events, raffles, other cake sales, book sales, things like that throughout the year. So there's always something kind of going on to create that little bit of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell me, the money collected, is it specifically for equipment only?
Yes, each event we will have something in particular that we're aiming for. So for this event on Friday, our aim is nationwide to raise €100,000. And that's going to go to purchase speech and language equipment, which will be used in the treatment of children with cleft palate. So that's going to be specifically for that department.
The amount of equipment needed is probably never ending, is it, when it comes to a children's hospital, really?
Yeah, and it is fantastic to get to the hospital and to see where the money has gone in. It's fantastic to see. We do get invited in regularly, and I was there not so long ago, actually, and they showed me a brand new centre that they had opened up, and a lot of that was funded through this money that we raise at store level.
Mm-hmm. And is your job, like, is this full-time? Like, your job is really doing this sort of work all the time?
All the time, yeah. So I'm an area community champion. So my role would be that I would work and support my stores in all the areas of community. So Temple Street is one part of it. We then have our community fund where we give our money out to local good causes and clubs, things like that. And we have our surplus food donation programme. So that all comes under my job title as such. Mm-hmm. But the Temple Street fundraising would be by far my favourite now, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Tesco are involved also in the food cloud. Can you explain to me what that is?
Yeah.
To people out there, they probably don't know what it means.
I can, yeah, absolutely. So Tesco were the first supermarket really in the country to partner with food cloud. And food cloud facilitates us to be able to donate our surplus food at the end of the day to those who need it most. So a lot of homeless charities come and collect the food, because this is perfectly good and perfectly edible food that we just can't sell at the end of the day. So all of our bread is baked fresh every day. So it goes in the bin that night. So the Our No Time for Waste campaign is very popular with our staff, because nobody likes to see that food being binned at the end of the day. So to be partnered through with the likes of the Dublin Simon community and a lot of those big homeless charities out there. But it's not just homeless charities. We also have a few schools that collect bread and pastries for us, and they use it for breakfast clubs in their school in the morning to help those kids that possibly aren't getting full breakfast in the morning. So, yeah, it's fantastic to be involved with that as well.
It must be very satisfying, really. It's a job really worth doing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely, yeah.
Tell me, you're also involved in something to do with fridges, donating fridges?
That's right. Our Big Chill project. So what we found was we were asking the charities, could they take more? We have more to give. And they couldn't. They were coming back to us saying, we would love to, but we have nowhere to store this food. So our head office put the money together and purchased a large number of fridges and freezers. So local good causes, charities, anyone can apply to get one of these fridges and freezers, and they've delivered out to them. And then they have the facilities then to take more. And actually recently as well, our grocery home shopping got a brand new fleet of vans. So the old set of vans were donated to some of the charities around the country to facilitate them to be able to come and actually collect the food and donate it and move it to where they need to bring it, which is absolutely fantastic as well. So sometimes you might see some of our vans out on the roads. It's great to be able to be involved in that as well.
Tesco really put a terrific amount back into the community, don't
they? Yes. Yeah, community is at the heart of everything that we do, really. It's top of the agenda, and it's, great.
When I'm in Tesco doing my shopping, I see these blue discs, and you get them and you put them in the container. Yeah. Well, what's that?
Yeah, so that's our community fund. So we give back money. It's something like €1 million a year that we donate to local schools, clubs, football clubs, if they need jerseys. Anyone who is in need of money can apply for this. So it's done locally in each store. So the small stores have €500, and that's every 8 weeks, and the big stores have €1,000. So people can apply. The staff then go through the applications and they vote for the three that they would like to see in any particular campaign. And then we write up a little bit about who they are and what they would use the money for. The customers then, when they come into shop, they're offered a blue token, and we ask them then to vote. And based on, at the end of the 8 weeks, based on the number of votes that each charity gets, the customer will drop their little blue token into the cylinders represented by each cause. And we divide up the money according to the votes. So everyone who's in it gets a share of that pot. It's not one winner takes all. It's divided up nicely. And we invite them then into our stores at the end of the campaign. We present them with a check, and we love to hear back from them then what they might have used the money for. And it's great. So the likes of the football clubs, it takes the pressure off the parents then at the end of the year for their fees and having to buy new kits if this money that we've given them can pay for the new jerseys for the new season and things like that. And it's great, and it's within the local community. So if it's Tesco in Finglas, the money stays in the Finglas area for that store, and so on then around the country.
The staff seem to get a very big say in this.
They do.
Which is fantastic. It
yes,
must be very
absolutely.
Satisfying for them.
Because
yeah?
The staff on the floor are the ones that listen to the customers and hear about the kids when they come in and they've just won a match and they're in and they're chatting. So they're the ones that get to know. So when they see the applications and it goes up on the wall and they vote, they go, oh, I know the kids from that club, they're fantastic, they could really do with that money. And they'll put their vote. So that's how it all starts. The staff vote and then the customers vote.
It's probably the best kind of feedback you can get, really. It is.
Yeah.
Tell me, how can a charity apply? How do they apply for this?
Two ways, online. And you just literally go into the Tesco website and it's there, or pop into your local store and pick up an application form.
Yeah, but Tesco, they purchase a lot of local products here as well, don't they? They seem to be locally orientated, aren't they? And everything they do seems to be local.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, that's it. Is there anything more you think you can add that I'm not asking you? Maybe I'm not asking enough.
If customers would like to pop in on Friday and enjoy the events that are happening in our stores and support the very worthy cause of the Temple Street Hospital.
Yeah, our local Tesco is Artane. That's our local, or Clare Hall. So I think what we might do is drop in on the day. Someone from the station might drop in on the day.
Fantastic.
And do an interview too, and savour the atmosphere, you know.
Yes.
And see what goes
absolutely.
On. You probably, you know, and that would apply to most people. If they could go in and see what's going on, it might have more meaning.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
it.
Deirdre, thanks very much for coming on.
Thank you.
You've been very informative, and thank you again.
No problem.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.